USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden announced Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to the U.S. to 62,500, after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but reversed course last month, indicating he would leave the cap at around 15,000. That announcement drew pushback from some Democratic lawmakers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the president would make a formal announcement by mid-May. And federal prosecutors have charged five people with harboring migrants into the United States. They were arrested Friday after nearly 100 people were found in a two-story home in Houston, packed into two separate rooms in the house. All of them were illegally in the country, as were the five who were arrested. The Houston house was one of several stash houses discovered in Texas last week. Authorities found nearly 80 more illegal immigrants in another five homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus. But it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating, and I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers are going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said over the weekend that China has been acting more aggressively abroad. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Blinken came short of calling China America's enemy, instead saying that the U.S. is aiming to uphold the rules-based order that China is challenging. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes that it's stances like that that are allowing China to act as they want. He tells Fox News that the Chinese are reacting to what they see as a stark contrast to the Trump administration's policies toward them.
They see that it is fundamentally acting in ways that are different from the Trump administration. We confronted this seriously. We understood that they were an adversary. When they ripped off millions of jobs from us, President Trump placed tariffs on them. When they moved in the South China Sea, we put our military out to make sure they understood that we were going to ensure that China didn't own the sea lanes there. Those are the kinds of actions that deter. You remember the old story from President Reagan, right? Trust but verify. Our motto was distrust but verify with the Chinese Communist Party. You can't trust a thing they say. They only see actions, and only deterrence is the model that will ensure that the Western way of the world, that America, will continue to be the center for years and years to come.
And officials in Bavaria have canceled festivities for Oktoberfest for the second straight year. Bavarian Governor Markus Söder said Monday that there were still too many risks in holding an event that draws tourists from around the world during a global pandemic. The fair, held yearly in Munich, typically attracts more than 6 million visitors for the festival's 17-day run. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.